things are good.
Monsieur, la séance est reprise. Avant que nous abordions les différents points que nous avons à notre ordre du jour, je donne la parole à Monsieur le Secrétaire Général.
Mr. President, honorable delegates, I am grateful for the confidence in me that is reflected in your decision this morning. I understand your vote to be a reaffirmation by the General Assembly of the independence and integrity of the office of the Secretary General of the United Nations. Under present circumstances, I feel that I am under an obligation to the United Nations not to refuse the mandate you have voted, continuing me in office for a period of 3 years. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, when I assumed the office to which the General Assembly appointed me on February the 1st, 1946, I took the oath, quote, to exercise in all loyalty, discretion, and conscience the functions entrusted to me as a member of the International Service of the United Nations, to discharge those functions and regulate my conduct with the interest of the United Nations only in view, and not to seek or accept instructions in regard to the performance of my duties from any government or other authority external to the organization. I have tried in all sincerity and with all the energy at my command to carry out that pledge in letter and in spirit, to uphold the Charter of the United Nations, to act in accordance with the decisions of all its organs, and to use the influence of my office always in support of peace and the authority of the organization. The United Nations cannot function effectively unless the Secretariat acts in loyal conformity to the decisions and recommendations of the organs of the United Nations. The United Nations cannot function effectively unless the Secretariat acts in the collective interest of the United Nations as a whole and in the collective interest only. You may be quite sure that my actions and the actions of my staff will continue in the future as they have been in the past, to be governed strictly by these considerations and by the oath to which we all have pledged our faith. I am grateful for the many courtesies and friendly cooperation that have been extended to me by all the delegations during the past 5 years, and for the many ways in which they and the member governments have assisted me in the performance of my duties as Secretary General. I shall do my part toward the maintenance of similar relationships with all the member governments, without exception, during the next 3 years. This is not the time to embark upon a review of the many trials and tribulations through which the United Nations has passed during the past 5 years, nor to attempt to forecast what lies ahead. No, I shall say only that my faith in the United Nations as the right road to peace has been made stronger rather than weaker by every crisis through which the world has passed since 45. I further believe that there is still time for mankind to choose the right road to peace, the United Nations road, and thus to prevent the disaster of a Third World War. The United Nations Road to Peace requires universal collective security against armed aggression. That we must achieve, and I believe we shall achieve it. The member nations have been taking historic strides in that direction before and during this session of the General Assembly. But more is required than this, essential as it is. Force alone will never be enough to preserve peace. There must be steady, persistent, continuous effort to bring about a reconciliation, one by one, of the conflicting interests that divide the world. You know that I have worked hard during the last 5 years for conciliation of these conflicting interests, and I shall continue to do so. The combination of conciliation and force in support of peace is also not enough. The United Nations must develop a bold and statesmanlike program on a world scale that will bring reasonable hope for an adequate standard of living and a decent life to the two-thirds of the world's peoples who do not have either today. These are United Nations goals for which I shall work during the next 3 years. Mr. President, with the support of the member governments and the hopes and prayers of all humanity urging us on, I firmly believe that the United Nations will succeed if we follow this road. And there is no force in the world that can stop us.